We turn our attention now to our regular weekly segment on Mondays called Mindful Mondays, brought to you by Mentis. And joining us right now is Liz Marks, who is the Development Director for Mentis. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Barry.
Thanks for being on the show today. Let's get started and tell me, what does a Development Director do?
Well, thank you for having me. A Development Director is responsible for bringing in extra funds to help the agency run our business.
There you go. Now, Mentis is an agency that serves a large portion of Napa County and is available to just about everybody, but it's not government funded?
We actually have multiple sources of funding. To be a fiscally healthy agency, we need to have multiple sources of funding and not rely on any one source. We do have some government funding, but we also have partnerships with other agencies that pay for our services. We have grants from local grant makers like the Napa Valley Vintners, and we also bill Medi-Cal and Medicare for our clients that have insurance, and then we fundraise for the balance of that, our necessary funds for our yearly budget.
Mm-hmm. That's complicated, putting all those pots of money together to make it all work.
Oh, yeah, it is complicated. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, go ahead.
Yeah, nonprofit accounting is its own science, so to speak.
Yeah. So, what percentage of that budget then comes from fundraising?
It's around 10%, and we have a $2.2 million budget. So when I came into the agency, it was around 3 or 4%, and I've been working with my team to bring that up to 10%.
Mm-hmm. Very good. How do you go about raising those funds? Development directors, I would imagine, have a variety of techniques.
Yeah, the one thing is we really, really focus on individuals in our community that are interested in our cause, in this case, mental health, and try to develop a relationship with them through marketing and individual meetings, and then, simply ask them to contribute. And so basically there's two areas. There's the area of individual contributions and business contributions. And then we have events where we, sell tickets, and we have the classic silent auction, live auction, and have an evening of fundraising.
And I believe you have something like that coming up soon.
We do. We do on Saturday, and our event is called Blue Skies Ahead. It's on this Saturday on March 10th at 5:30, and it's up in St. Helena at the CIA Greystone. And it's going to be a celebration of Mentis being in our community for 70 years.
Hmm. It's an impressive run for nonprofit organizations. It's not always easy to keep things going that long.
Yeah, we're actually the longest standing running nonprofit providing services in the Napa Valley.
So
hard to believe.
Yeah. Fantastic. So what will happen at this event on Saturday?
Well, you would walk, I'll just kind of describe what it would be like if you were a guest.
Mm-hmm.
So you walk in the door up at the CIA, and you'll be handed a glass of sparkling wine, champagne, and we have a silent auction, and we have 10 different wines that are being poured. So it's a wine reception. Some people are familiar with our event from years past called World of Wine, and this event is a complete reinvented it completely for this year for our 70th anniversary. So there'll be a silent auction and then wine tasting. We're also going to have a jazz band playing, which is kind of a nod to the past of the 1940s and in the past. And then we're also going to have a raffle for a diamond necklace that was donated by a jeweler in St. Helena, E.R. Sawyer. And it's going to be really, really fun. We're going to have Polaroid camera taking people's pictures. The Polaroid camera, Barry, was invented in 1948, as well as Mentis starting in 1948.
Uh-huh.
And the jazz band is going to lead people upstairs a little bit after the reception starts, and we're going to have our dinner, three-course dinner with wine paired at every table, and our live auction.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And are there any tickets left for that event?
You know, I'm sorry to say, I'm laughing. This is what's called a happiness problem in the fundraising world. Hmm. But we're actually sold out.
Wonderful.
But if anyone is interested in getting on a waiting list, because you know how people always, something mm-hmm. happens at the last minute, mm-hmm. They're welcome to email me at lmarks@mentisnapa.org, and I'll put them on a waiting list. People always drop out, but it's really, really fun to have an event that's sold out and you're kind of managing who's coming instead of furiously trying to sell the tickets at the last minute.
For sure. That's a great problem to have indeed. All right. So that's this weekend. And then what's happening in May?
Well, in May, we're actually having another event. Since it's our 70th anniversary, we're having two more events, one more in May, which is National Mental Health Month. But on Sunday, May 20th, we're having a house concert, an event that we're calling Musicians for Mentis. And we're having a blues musician, Brother Yusuf, who's coming up from Los Angeles, and we're going to have this backyard concert. And we don't have tickets up for sale yet. And they're only going to be, you know, $25 a person. Comes with a meal and an afternoon of blues music, all for Mentis. And that's on Sunday, May 20th.
Mm-hmm. And where could somebody get tickets for that?
That's going to be via our website. We use brown paper tickets, but we'll be sending out emails to our community, and we'll have it on the radio station as well, announcing that you can purchase tickets.
All right, very good. So we got a little snapshot of some fundraising work from Development Director Liz Marks working for Mentis. What else do you have? Anything else we hadn't covered?
Well, we're all, the one thing I wanted to cover was why we need this extra funding.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because we are a provider of mental health services for the uninsured in our community and the undocumented. We are the only provider of mental health treatment services for the uninsured. So we have a sliding scale for that. So you can pay as little as a dollar for a session and have access to the mental health services.
Very good. That's badly needed and important services provided. And so if you'd like to learn more about what Mentis does, you can visit them on the Facebook. Mentis Napa would be what you can search for, M-E-N-T-I-S Napa. And you'll find videos of mental health champions in the community. You can visit the website at mentisnapa.org. And Liz mentioned her email if you'd like to get in touch, lmarks@mentisnapa.org. There you have it, our Mindful Mondays for today. Liz Marks, Development Director, our guest. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Barry. We really appreciate the support
you bet.
Of KVON.
Mm-hmm. We hope Saturday's event's a big hit.
Thank you.